Thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
Let's get sporty and talk about sport and activities and getting out and about. Each month we chat with British Blind Sport and look at some of the latest projects they have for us. And today we are joined by their chief exec, Alina McGregor.
Thank you, and nice to hear from you too, Alan.
Now, we're going to chat a little bit about See Sport Differently, which BBS is involved with RNIB and Sport England. It's really quite a big project.
It is. It's the first time Sport England have done a project of this type, and working with the RNIB opens up new possibilities for us all, I think. And already we just know some of the stuff that's going to be happening ahead. And it's got a number of factors within the project, and each one of them is absolutely key to driving forward the importance of being physically active. The first part is a piece of research, barriers into participation. Now, British Blind Sport, we did that back in 2015, and we know some of the key barriers will still be the same, such as travel, accessibility, the education of coaches. And we know the pandemic is going to have a huge impact on people's confidence and thoughts about getting back into society. So that piece of research is really key into understanding how much of a barrier this pandemic has been for people living with sight loss and how we can then overcome it. And that campaign around the See Sport Differently is really considering the person before the impairment. Look at the person first and look at how much sport can change their lives, and then look at what we needed to adapt to get them there, rather than just say, oh, this person has got sight loss and he just happens to be an England footballer. Let's celebrate people who have done extremely well in sport, whether that's at Paralympic level or any other level, because it's all about enjoyment and bringing that forward. You're right to say that we work with national governing bodies of sport. Our role is to work really closely with five of the key national governing bodies and help them get over those barriers, and how we work together to move society forward. And then we can then replicate that across all other national governing bodies of sport. A big part of what we will be doing as well is upskilling the workforce. We've done that a lot. We continue to do that a lot. But now with the backing of Sport England and the RNIB, we want to extend that further so that we have coaches and PE teachers and just teachers generally having more confidence about making sports and recreation more fun for somebody who's living with sight loss. And then on top of that, a big part of what the RNIB will be doing is looking at venues for sport and how we consume sport, because you don't have to be playing on the pitch. You could be a spectator and you could really enjoy being part of, you know, your local football group or going along with your mates to a match. But that's only if those venues are truly accessible and they have audio description. So that's a big part too. So I know I've mentioned a lot of things there, but it's very holistic. This is about getting the workforce ready, getting people more interested, celebrating those that do sport, but also getting the facilities of sport more adapted and ready to appreciate that we're a wider society and everybody should be included.
See Sport Differently probably has come along at the right time. As you mentioned, with the pandemic, people's confidence is low. As we said, the physical and mental health benefits as well. But, you know, you've got, we hope, the Paralympics coming up later this year. You've got the IBSA Games coming to Birmingham in 2023. There's a lot around sport, and I say sport and activities, because not everyone wants to be, as you say, a Paralympian. It could just be, I want to go out for a bike ride. But it's come at a really apt time.
It has come at a really apt time, and none of us could have predicted what the pandemic would do to society. But, you know, we know that people living with sight loss, and in fact, people from other impairment groups as well, have said that the pandemic has made them more fearful to go out. It's made them more anxious about how society will accept them if they're not able to follow the 2 meter rule, or people don't understand that that person might not be able to read the signage in a building saying this is where the hand wash is, or you need to do this and follow this route on the pavement or whatever. So we need to help society understand that everybody has a role to play in making us all feel and be accepted. And See Sport Differently has come at a good time, because it means that Sport England, as the umbrella organisation, is investing in that. And they're, just by investing the physical cash, what they're saying is, we are making this investment to try and change people's perceptions. And that's fantastic. And, you know, we're really, really grateful ourselves and the RNIB as to being given this opportunity.
And it is a great opportunity. I know that we're talking about lots over the next few years around this, but for BBS as well, you know, you guys are getting back to your face-to-face taster days and things. So the easing of restrictions starting to bring some benefits to you as well.
We had one of our Have a Go days recently. It was our first one in 16, 17 months. I have to say that the risk assessment that we normally do for every event, which is very thorough anyway, was off the Richter scale in terms of the additional things that we needed to think about with COVID. We did wonder if people had an appetite for returning, and we were very overbooked for the event because people want to get back to sport. There are some people out there who are anxious, and there are some people that are just craving getting back. We didn't actually book any more in because we wanted to do that one and see how it went, see how it worked for the staff, for the volunteers, and obviously for the participants. But it's been a success, so we're tentatively putting more dates in now. But all of those are caveated by the whole world could change again tomorrow. I think, if anything, we've learned that, haven't we? It is difficult for anybody in the sporting sector at this moment in time to actually plan confirmed concrete information and dates.
We're almost taking it day by day at the moment. Elena, we're almost out of time, but if people would like to learn more about British Blind Sport and see sport differently, what's the best way to do that?
Well, See Sport Differently has got a new project manager called Alice, who's at the RNIB. So get in touch with us and I'll be able to give you Alice's details. Or we have a lovely girl who's just joined us called Charlotte. So you can get in touch with Charlotte at charlotte@britishblindsport.org.uk. But just get onto our website. We'll tell you lots more about the projects and, you know, come and find us. One thing I meant to say as well, Alan, is the project will culminate or have a big peak within it around a mass participation event for people living with sight loss. And again, the RNIB will be leading on that. And that's a really exciting element of the whole project.
Indeed, more to come. Elena, thank you very much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you too. Take care, Alan.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.